Well, as many of you know, the use of technology and the collection of data has really become fundamental to virtually all businesses, regardless of the industries. And with this increased reliance on technology and the collection of data has increased the risk and exposure and the attack surface to every organization. So it's unsurprising then that we've seen a significant increase year over year in the number of data security incidents that range from mere employee negligence, from inadvertently configuring a server that actually is internet-facing when it shouldn't be, all the way to sophisticated attack groups that are targeting your organization. The goal today is to help everyone understand from a legal standpoint and from a practical standpoint, organizations should be doing to implement internal controls and a cybersecurity framework to help minimize those risks that companies are facing. So first thing we'll do, just to kind of give everyone an overview of, to be compliant, you first got to understand what are the applicable data security laws and regulations. We'll then talk about some of the common security frameworks that companies look to when they're trying to build one of these cybersecurity programs that will be compliant. We'll also give some practical advice on what it takes to implement one of these cybersecurity frameworks. And then we'll end with some regulatory hot button issues, things that if you guys take away anything today, these are the things that you want to make sure your organization is addressing, because it is certainly within the crosshairs of the regulators that we're seeing today. So getting started with just an overview of the laws that can be applicable. So because it's really the first step in building and assessing internal controls in a compliant program.